This is Morning Edition on KUNC. In the past, vending machines have typically sold fattening snacks or cigarettes. But in Colorado these days, vending machines are home to a wider array of products, including marijuana and even neckties. The latter is part of a movement to garner attention for locally made products, albeit in an unconventional setting. KUNC arts and culture reporter Carrie Saldo has more.
A vending machine is probably the last place you'd ever think of when purchasing something handmade, and something that you'd wear. But Denver resident Michael Dix wants to change that perception.
I was like, all right, how do I don't know, make this just kind of come alive, make it when someone sees it, they almost don't see a vending machine, they see this, almost again like a storefront, this like boutique little showcase.
The result is a wooden-faced LED illuminated unit known as Neighbor Supply.
We definitely wanted to support local artists, local brands, local designers.
Consider it boutique-ish, but with longer hours and no helpful salespeople.
In some ways, that's the novelty of it. So that, you know, someone can go to work the next day, hey, I bought a necktie out of a vending machine. It's crazy.
The ties are just one of nearly 20 items sold in the machine, which has been up and running since February. The organic cotton handmade product is nestled near stickers that proclaim Keep Denver Beard and decks of cards highlighting Colorado's 14ers.
What an interesting way to get a bunch of artisans who have similar brand values.
And that's what drew Knotty Tie co-founder and owner Jeremy Priest to the concept. But selling ties in a vending machine instead of a store was a challenge to overcome, especially when many of its products are made to order.
Most of our customers in here come in, they can touch the product, they can actually move it around and see the quality of it firsthand.
Neighbor Supply compensates for that tactile void with an iPad on the front of the machine. It directs would-be consumers to detailed product and company descriptions. Priest says they've sold a few ties through the machines, but
a lot of people don't end up purchasing from the vending machine, but they contact us and say they saw us in the vending machine and can we make it slightly different?
The concept piqued the curiosity of Summit Rooster and Moon Coffee Pub on Bannock Street, where the only Neighbor Supply machine is located.
I'm an impulse buyer.
That's Hannah Haddadi, a student at Metro State. She's sitting with her back to the machine while studying.
I haven't bought anything from it yet, but I think it's a really awesome idea.
With product prices that range from $5 to $45, creator Michael Dix says he doesn't expect Neighbor Supply to be visited with the regularity of a lunchroom vending machine. Sales thus far, which average a few $100 a month, reflect that.
And so a lot of the idea behind the machine, too, is like, let's partner with the storefronts and how can we work with them to support them and kind of collaborate.
It also gives him a place to test his idea and tweak problems, such as the wrong item being vended, before adding more machines. He hopes those machines will one day be in such high-traffic locations as Union Station, area museums, and Denver International Airport. For KUNC and Arts District, I'm Carrie Saldo.